When we think of the Greek goddess Aphrodite, we think of love and beauty. But art scholar Christine Kondolian says she's more than that. Kondolian is the curator of Aphrodite and the Gods of Love, a new exhibit opening today at the Museum of Fine Arts Boston, featuring 150 Greek and Roman works of art. We got a sneak preview touring the exhibition with Christine this week to talk about the enormous influence of Aphrodite in the ancient world and today.
She was not only the goddess of love, she was goddess of sensuality, of pleasure, of sex. But beyond that, she was enoplon, or armed. She was warrior. She was strategos, of the generals. She was euploia, Aphrodite, of good sailing. Wherever there was mixis, the Greek word for mixing, for intercourse. So wherever there is a need for passion, for fight, passion for battle, she ruled over people's passion for one another, for their getting along.
We're standing in front of a fresco right now, maybe 20 inches by 22 inches or so. It depicts a pretty well-known myth in which Zeus is asking the Trojan prince Paris to choose the most beautiful among the goddesses. Why don't you tell us about it?
What you see is Paris, and he's seated there looking a little bit sad because he's been asked to do the impossible, to choose the most beautiful amongst three goddesses. And what these women offered him, these goddesses offered him, Hera offered him dominion, rule over Asia. Aphrodite offered him the most beautiful woman, Helen of Sparta, a mortal woman, as his wife. And Athena offered him to be the best soldier, to be always victorious in battle. And he turns down victory in battle, power, for the most beautiful woman. So what does that tell us? It tells us about men's folly, because men will vote with their hearts, with their bodies, for the most beautiful woman, which of course ensues in what? The Trojan War. So 10 years of battle between the Greeks and the Trojans that's played out in the Iliad, in the Homeric epic, really starts with the seduction of this man with the beautiful woman.
Aphrodite is the first female to be depicted nude in Western art. Tell us the story about that.
That was conceived by Praxiteles, a very famous sculptor, even in his own time recognized for his brilliance, in the mid-4th century BC, around 350 BC. And he did it for a commission for the island of Kos in Greece. The people of Kos said, no, we can't show Aphrodite naked. We don't show naked Aphrodite. We don't want it. But the people of Knidos had a sanctuary of Aphrodite in southwestern Turkey, and they took it, and the city became very rich as a result of showing this first Aphrodite. So this is a revolutionary moment, a watershed moment in the history of art. They were inviting the male gaze upon the female body for the first time, and the female body became a sort of object. That's a big deal in art history, and you have to imagine that we're still coping with that evolution today. And I do think it is through the male eye. It's a male sculptor, it's a male audience. And did women identify with this body? We don't have many accounts from female viewers of the time, unfortunately. But I suspect what their role was, they were brides at 14 in the Greek world, was to produce the family. And they had to get as much help as they could at the age of 14 to marry the 25, 30-year-old or even older gentleman who was arranged marriage for them to get it together to be seductive for a husband they really didn't know. So the Aphrodite's role in all this has to be thought through, too.
So forgive the question, but was she the Barbie of her age? What every little girl was supposed to be, or what every little girl was supposed to grow up to be?
Well, what every little girl aspired to be. It's actually right. She's the ideal of beauty. She's also the Marilyn Monroe of the ancient world that had accentuated features, the buttocks, the breasts, that, you know, became sex icons.
Christine, thanks very much for giving us the sneak preview.
Well, it's been an absolute delight.
Aphrodite and the Gods of Love opens today at the MFA in Boston and runs through February 20th.